Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, ready to do it.
Yeah, no, let's talk about this book movie where the crawdads sing.
I know,
Bring up
honestly,
my notes.
like it's only been a couple of weeks, but I feel like I read this book like years ago.
I know. It does feel like it's been a long time, even though I finished it yesterday. But I was like almost done with it and then didn't really read it for like a week and
Yeah.
then had to go back. But
I know. I just had like a very busy July. And so, like,
yes.
it just feels like a lifetime ago that I read this.
I know. It really has been one of the busiest. I think also in comparison to like the last two summers,
Right.
it felt like the first like kind of real summer back.
Yeah, for sure.
And oh my God. I mean, I'm like dying.
Yeah, I'm
Got like,
exhausted.
yeah, no, I, for real. Like, I truly. I'm congested. My ear hurts. What's
No.
happening to me? No, I get it. I get it. But anyways, yeah, it does feel like we saw this movie 6 million years ago.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, well, let's get into, I guess we can start. We'll start with the book though, because that's where we always start.
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, I forgot how we do this. Do you do still do synopsis or one
Sometimes
month in
I
between
do.
each recording feels like it's a I've done it, doing it for the first time.
I know. Sometimes we do the synopsis, sometimes we don't.
Okay. That's
So
good to know.
I feel like this one, we don't need to do it, but I mean, we can. Just because this is like a super like famous book at this point.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. But it's about this girl named Kaya who, she basically like raises herself in the marshes of North Carolina. And it like is told in like kind of two different timelines. So it's like her childhood, adolescence, like growing up,
Yeah.
and then like the quote unquote present day, because it takes place in like 1969, is like this murder mystery going on.
Right.
And so then the two timelines kind of like converge in the book, and that's like what the story is about.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you.
Pretty solid. Yeah. So, yeah. Kaya is the main character. Super into.
Yeah, I love Kaya.
Yeah, I loved Kaya too. She was, like Rachel said, she essentially raises herself in the marshlands, and she is a total badass
Yeah.
and so smart. And I don't know if everyone would have been capable of the kind of survival that she did and
Yeah.
figured out. But she was amazing.
Yeah, because I mean, you find out like through her when she like learns how to read that she's
Yeah.
naturally like a brilliant person.
Oh yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah, exactly. Like she it, you know, Rachel's husband made this joke the other day that like people who don't live in America and watch like American movies think that like everyone goes to Harvard. And like, but like she like would have actually like
Yeah,
gone to Harvard. Like
for sure.
she would have been like a such a she would have been a scholar for sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe not Harvard, wherever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever
Ivy
science,
League
some sort
school,
of
smart people school.
it was some smart people school, yeah. But still. Sorry, I like think about that joke that Matt made or that Matt talked about the other day, like at least every other day.
Well, I mean, it's so rewind for these people listening is that we were watching The Kissing Booth 2 and
Yeah.
the main girl gets into Harvard at
And
Berkeley
Berkeley.
and she's having to figure out which one to go to, but it's like Harvard is like the school that's in like every single
Everything.
TV and movie about like the dream school. It's like always Harvard, like no other school exists, like
Yeah.
Harvard is the school
They also always get in.
always.
They never not get into
Know. If it's your dream school, you get in. That's like
Yeah.
basically what it says.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. Anyways, but if you guys haven't watched the Kissing Booth franchise, I've watched all three and I highly suggest if you just want a really good giggle, go ahead and watch them because they're horrible, but they'll
Yes.
make you laugh. They
Agreed.
will definitely make you laugh.
Definitely. Well, back to crawdads.
Anyways, yeah, she's so anyways, yeah, Kaya is like absolutely brilliant and most of the book, if not, yeah, most of the book is told from her point of view.
Yeah.
And it was like very, she's just a survivor, and she's just so cool. And her life is like, obviously when she's a kid, it's pretty devastating with her mom leaving right at the beginning and never coming back. But I did love how, like, even though it like sucked that she had to go through her own form of abuse to like understand why her mom left.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was nice to see her finally be able to like forgive her mom at the end.
Agreed.
For leaving, and like being able to finally understand why she like, she didn't just like up and leave for like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and anyways. And so it was just like, yeah, I really liked that. And I also liked that when she got to see Jody again later and he told her that like she had tried to come back.
Yes.
And like all that stuff. Like she really, she like got better.
Yeah.
And like really did try. And which also, oh, which of course made me sad, but you know, it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, that part made me super sad too, but also made me happy because like,
yes.
I'm like, how could you do that? Like, how could you leave your kids?
Yeah.
Now, and then like it gave more closure before that, because it really was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, no, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, obviously their dad was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I knew when he stops drinking and it's just him and Kyle,
I know.
And they start like bonding.
Yeah.
I was like, oh damn, this book is gonna tug at my heartstrings.
Like, yeah.
I was like, all of that, like when he like calls her like honey or something,
yes.
And she's like takes like note of that,
right?
And I was just like, oh my god, I can't. I was like, this is too much. And then of course I was like so bummed when he got all triggered by the letter. And I was like, damn it. I was like, I thought we were about to have, although I knew there was like no way. I thought maybe he would just like die.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe that's like something that happens, but of course he just, and we never learn where, like, he just like goes off, right?
I mean, assuming he does die.
Well, yeah. But we don't ever like learn that. Like,
know what happens to him.
Right. Totally. But either way, so yes, that was, yeah, no, that was all. But then it was like, you know, then once she was like really on her own.
Yeah.
I feel like it, you know, it just, that's when she like, you know, she really learned to survive then. Like she was like, but I, you know, yeah, she was just so fascinating. Mm-hmm. She was such a fascinating character. And then, you know, we get to learn about Jumpin' and Mabel, who were.
Oh, Jumpin' was my fave.
Jumpin' was also my fave.
The best.
So was Mabel.
He was the best part of the book. Like, I just loved everything about him and how him and Mabel, like, took care of her but didn't, like, force her to, like,
come live with them or something.
Or something, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they took care of her from, like, a distance but in, like, such a perfect, like, sweet way, you know?
Oh, my God, I know. They were just always there.
Yeah.
And they were there for what she needed.
Yeah.
Ugh, they were just, I know, they were so, so sweet.
Yeah.
I really loved them. They were perfect. They were the, like, perfect, they were the parents she deserved.
Yes.
Who also, like, gave her all of, like, the freedom that she had earned.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree. Everything that, every scene they were in, every time they spoke, I was just like, oh, these people are the best.
I agree. I was like upset, like when they weren't in the book. Like, I was like, I need more Jumpin' and more Mabel.
I know, like, me too. I was like, where's, there were so many times I was like, where are Jumpin' and Mabel right now? Yeah, no, but definitely. And then there's Tate,
mm-hmm.
who just have my whole heart, man. I definitely got very disappointed in him, of course, for obvious reasons.
Well, I was like, I really didn't know if I was gonna be able to forgive him, to be honest.
I did too. I wrote in my notes, be disappointed in Tate for thinking that Kaya wouldn't fit in basically in the real world. The only excuse he gets is that he's 18, so basically a child, but still, he didn't even say goodbye.
Well, that's how I felt. Like, I was like, I feel like it's valid to think that. You know what I mean?
Right,
he is,
right.
Like, very wild.
Like,
she is, like, well, of
I,
the
that's
earth.
What I mean. Like, I was like, okay, but you didn't even ask her if she wanted to possibly try going.
But that was my thing, is that I'm like, you have to break up with her. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
you can't also have just to break up with her. He didn't even
abandon,
say goodbye.
Knowing her history and everything that she's been through, I could not believe he did that. Like, I'm like,
I couldn't believe it either. I couldn't believe he didn't say goodbye.
A letter. You couldn't have done anything to let her know, like, that you weren't going to come back and see her, so she didn't think, like, the worst, or, you know? Exactly.
Like, I was like, I know, and it's like, you know she's going to be waiting for you.
Yes.
Oh, I know. It made me so mad, which is why I wrote the only excuses he gets is that he was a child.
Yes.
When he did it. And so I was like, whatever. But I
agreed.
Because I also, like, kind of felt like ultimately they were going to end up together anyway. So I was trying to, like, not be, like, hate him so much.
Yeah.
Because I just also really wanted to be happy for her.
But I didn't know that they were going to go in that direction until, like, later. Like, I thought.
Oh, I had, like, a pretty strong feeling from the beginning that they were going to be.
Oh, yeah. No. I thought that, like, he was just going to, like, leave and never come back. Like, was.
Oh, really? When you left? Oh, I definitely thought he was coming back.
No, I was like, oh, well, Tate's dead to me and dead to Kaya and dead to this book. Like, I was very, like, wasn't expecting him to come back. So then when he did, I was like, oh. So I would, like, have a lot of, like, conflicting emotions. And then, yeah. I felt like how Kaya felt, if that makes sense. Like, and then I feel like as she was softening up, I started softening up. Like, you know, that was cool.
That's probably how it was meant to play out.
Yeah.
I just, like, for whatever reason, assumed he was coming back.
Yeah, no, I definitely.
Well, I also was like, well, his dad still lives there, so he's obviously going to come back.
Well, yeah, but she, like, never went into town unless she had to. You know what I mean?
I know, like, but I just felt like he, for some reason, I maybe because I also was, I'm, like, totally in love with Kai, I was like, she's gonna be pulled back. He's gonna go off, no one's gonna be as interesting, and not that I think he left to, like, be with anybody else.
Oh, I know.
But I just think he was, like, exactly what happened. Like, I was like, he's gonna leave and be like, wow, I messed up.
Yeah.
Like, I made a huge mistake. And, like, his life's going to – and I don't know. I just felt like he was going to come back.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew for a fact that they were going to end up together, but I definitely knew he was coming back.
Yeah.
And was going to be, like, more a part of everything.
Yeah.
Well, I also honestly wondered if, for a long time, if he ends up murdering Chase. And so I was like, oh, maybe, he comes back.
Right.
And, like, there's going to be some love triangle stuff, and he ends up, like, I don't know. I had many theories about Tate coming back, but I definitely knew he was coming back for sure. I knew when he left at 18 to go to college that he was coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, homeboy for sure is not done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so thankful he did, because I loved how their story ended up playing out. But,
I also
in the moment, I didn't think he was. I was like, oh. Bye.
that's funny. I also loved, like, how it started with, like, him, like, fighting her dad when they were, like, kids. I was like, oh my god, Tate, like at the end, he made a very poor life decision by not saying goodbye to her, but, like, ultimately he had such a big heart.
Yes.
And was a good man. And just was like, and from, and really, the fact that he was willing to, like, stand up to a adult man when he was, like, 10.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow. I mean, that's, I loved that.
I did too.
And I loved when Jody comes to visit her. Oh, wait, what is that? And he's like, you know what I'm talking about? Now I don't even remember what I'm thinking about.
Yes, when, because they're, like, talking about it, and he's like, forgive him. Like,
yes.
He's such a good person, like, good man. Like, he made a mistake. He was a kid. And she's like, I don't know if I can do that, you know, because at this point, like, Tate and Kaya are, like, friendly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, not what I was thinking about. I was thinking about when, isn't there, like, there ends up being, like, a picture or a painting, and she's like, who is that? And he's like, oh, it's Tate. And she's like, I don't remember that. I could be wrong.
Was that in the movie, or was that in the book?
I don't remember now. I didn't write it down in my notes, as far as I know.
Honestly, I feel like that happened in the movie, but I don't know if that happened in the book.
Maybe that did happen. I feel like we're, like, looking at pictures or something.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, 90% sure we saw that in the movie, for
that
sure.
Was,
I'm
right.
not, I don't think that happened in the book.
Yeah, you're right. It was a movie thing. That's why I, like, also don't fully remember what it was. But I feel like that led to him being like, don't you remember, like.
Right.
He was around a lot when we were growing up, and she's like, no, I, like, don't really remember
that. That's only in the movie, because in the book she very much remembers that he was
that's
around.
That's right, that's right. Let me turn that off before I get text alerts in this. So anyways, never mind, that's not important, but I was kind of remembering that. I thought it was going to flesh out more than my I was remembering it out loud, but I didn't. This is why I have to take notes, because I don't remember anything.
That's all good.
Anyways,
So can we talk about your favorite character?
Yes. Okay. Hang on. I'm in my notes right now. Okay. So now we're on to like Chasey boy on the scene. He's been like, I'm the high school quarterback. I'm not shit anymore, but I'm still riding the coattails of that. Whatever. Yeah. I'm young. I didn't go to college because I'll never be cooler anywhere else than I was at this high school. And so he starts hanging out with our girl Kaya. And what did I write? Okay. This is about Kaya. I said, bro, the imagery of Kaya calling to the seagulls and them flocking to her while Chase just watched in like terrified amazement is like so powerful. She's so fucking cool. there's like that scene like very early on, or not yeah. scene, but part in the book where like I know she like walks down to the beach and she like does the seagull call and like all these seagulls flock to her and he's just like watching from afar. And I was like, honestly, like that is powerful. Like she controls the birds. Like, I was like, this girl is the marsh. Like also,
how often do you think she got pooped on by those
seagulls? She didn't care, man. She was right there in the ocean. She could have. Hey, and what is it? Getting pooped on means good luck.
So it does. It does.
She had great luck, as we all know, as we learn. So, honestly, like, good for her. She got pooped on all the time.
All the time.
Or maybe because they learned to, like, respect her and love her, they pooped not on her.
Well, that's I don't think that birds have that kind of...
Honestly, I would like to believe it. Okay. I would like to believe that they became so bonded with her. That they were like, we respect our marsh leader. And that we will not. We'll only poop on her when she needs more luck. But not all the time. Not excessively.
Okay.
Anyways. And then my literal next line is, every time Chase plays the harmonica, I want to vomit. And I wrote that at least probably only played two times, but I knew there was going to be more times when we played the harmonica to come. And I was like, bro, you're playing the freaking harmonica and you're probably not even good at it. It would be hot if you were like in a band, like a successful band, and you were like the harmonica. That would be kind of interesting. But like, you probably could play like two songs on here and you probably play them on repeat. And I'm just like, this is so unattractive. Well,
what makes me laugh about that is like, I was thinking about how like, you know, there's like the guitar party guy who like whips out his guitar at parties and it's like really lame, but he like thinks he sounds cool and he's like singing in like the middle of a party or like to impress a girl, like whatever, right?
Yeah.
And like, this was like the marsh guy version of that. And I'm like, does this exist in, like, all cultures? Like, does every culture have a guy in an instrument that's just, like, so annoying? Does this to, like, get girl? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, were cavemen's, like, banging a stick against the wall? Like, what?
It's true. Dude, they probably were like, if we just get, like, good enough, yeah. So, like, they'll beat, like, at least, like, half of the female population, if not more, is going to be impressed by it. Which is like bad on us too. Like, we gotta raise our standards for our musicians. Our musicians really gotta start being better for us to be liking them as much as we do.
Right?
Like, they need to be like way more successful and way better at what they do.
But yeah, like the harmonica thing like got me, and I was so glad they included it in the movie because I was like, this needs to be seen and heard by all.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, Chase is the fuckboy of fuckboy. You know, he's just, that's what he is. Yep. That's all he is.
He is a Barclay Cove or whatever.
What?
Of Barclay Cove or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Of Barclay Cove. The fuckboy of Barclay Cove. Yeah, no, he was the fucking worst. Like, and he was so basic. He was just a bitch boy who was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was bored with his life. Because he lived a boring ass life. And so he was like, oh, I'm just going to go like be entertained essentially by the marsh girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that she was to him.
I mean, that it, like he wanted like to be the one to bed her. Like, you know what I mean? Like he wanted to be the one. Because that was
to like tame the wildness.
Yeah. Well, because like, as you were saying earlier, it's like he no longer was the star quarterback.
Yeah.
And he was like, for that thrill again, like looking for something to make him special.
Yep.
that was, and this was his way into doing that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, he was the worst. Yes. And then all that, like, talking about building her a house.
Ugh.
And, like, he wants to build it on the outskirts of the marsh. I was like, please. If only she was slightly more, socialized, she would know. She's so smart that if she just had a little bit more socialization, she would know that him wanting to build it, like, far away
mm-hmm.
is because he's trying to keep you a secret.
Right.
Like, I was like, God, I mean, he's such a piece of shit.
I know.
And I wrote, bitch, please, I hope Tate pushed you off that damn tower. This was clearly when I still, when that was my main theory of, right. Of how he died, which changed so many times.
Yeah.
So many times. And then when he takes her on that Asheville trip and they have sex and it was just horrible.
Oh, I know.
It was just so, like, sad. Well, I mean, it was just like she was like, oh, that's it?
Right.
Okay. And then when, like, a few pages later, she's like, so we've been having sex more and it's gotten, like, a little bit better. I was like, God. I was like, poor girl, man.
I know.
Was, like, yeah. Those are the moments where I was like, wow, I just wish she had, that was like, I like wish that she had maybe been closer to like Mabel to be able, for, right. For like somebody to be like, okay, that's like not how this is supposed to be.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Cause she also just didn't know better. Like, she's like, maybe this is what it is.
Right.
You know? And it was just made me so, so sad. I wrote LMAO at Kaya throwing rocks at Tate in all capital letters. So that part clearly made me laugh. And then I also, in quotes, wrote, if anyone understood loneliness, the moon would. And I was like, oh, man, if that's not a quote that Jessica in high school would have lost her damn shit over, I don't know what it is.
It would have been your Facebook status immediately.
Oh, 100% would have been my Facebook status. Maybe even made it to Twitter. Maybe yeah. Would have made a tweet. Maybe would have made a tweet. Who knows?
Yes.
But I don't even know who said that because I didn't even write. I'm assuming it was Kaya.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I honestly don't know. I didn't write who said it. I just put the quotes around it. But anyway, so that was all. Yeah, all the stuff with Chase was horrendous. He was just the worst.
Yeah.
And I was not sad at all that he died.
Yeah.
I never knew who killed him. I couldn't until the very end. Like, I was like, okay, so now we know for sure that it was Kaya. I truly was like, I have no idea.
So, like, yeah. The only thing,
so many guesses, and yeah.
The only thing I was sure about was that it wasn't Kaya.
I know. That's also kind of how I felt. I was like, it definitely wasn't Kaya.
I was like, it's not Kaya. So, it's literally, it could be anyone else, but it's not Kaya.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
We can come back to that. I want to come back to how I feel about it being her. But I want to talk about the, like, attempted rape scene first.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
So my one gripe with this was that I really wish that he had been under, like, any type of influence of some sort of drug or alcohol or...
Wasn't he drinking?
Was he?
I almost positive when I read it in the book, she was like, I can smell alcohol in his breath. Like, she said she could smell the alcohol coming off of him or something.
Okay,
that's... I'm, like, almost positive I read that.
Because I don't remember that, and I felt like it would have been weird with all the other times he had an opportunity to do it.
And that he didn't do it.
And he didn't do it. And so, but being under the influence, and because he was such an awful person.
Yeah.
I could see that in him being pissed and, like, thinking that he owns her now and all this. Okay, well, that makes me feel better. Because I felt like he wasn't. And, like, I felt like it did kind of seem out of the blue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, if he was, then I feel better about it. Like, I feel like it makes more sense.
Yeah. No, I, for sure. No, I, like, pretty sure he was drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're making me second guess myself, but I also did read that scene yesterday, so.
And I read it 6 years ago, so.
Years ago. Anyways, so I'm pretty sure he was drunk, but okay. I don't know. Anyways, and then and then with all, like, the court stuff.
Yeah, I love courtroom drama. I always Same. Have and Same. I feel like I always will.
Yeah.
So I was so into those parts. Like,
oh, me too.
so into like the presenting of evidence, the cross examinations. Like I was like, I object. Like I was so into that whole part. I loved
it. Me too.
Loved
it. Yeah, it really kept me on like the edge of my seat every time. Like, I forgot her lawyer's name. It's escaping me. But
me too.
Every time,
but he was so sweet.
I got so sweet. And every time he would like cross examine someone or like get up and be like, so here's the cold hard truth. Oh. We got no freaking evidence to prove shit, y'all. Yeah. This is all theories. And just get that through your damn head. I was like, I love him. I love him so much. He basically was like, whether she did it or not, you have no evidence to back it up.
Right.
So like, stop trying to come up with like weird, like you're just coming up with theories.
Right.
You know, I did, the only time I suspected that it could have been Kaya was when those two boat guys said that they like saw her boating at night.
Right.
That was the only time where I was like, oh, could it have been Kaya?
Right.
But then like everything else was basically like no one saw her on the bus. And,
right.
Like, you know, all this other stuff. And I was like, man, I don't know. But, and then that other guy who was also on the boat with the two other guys, like the head boat man.
Yeah.
Was like, I didn't think it was her. You know what I mean? Right. And I was like, oh. Honestly, I bet half of those townspeople, because I also loved when they gave the verdict and she was like, you know, not guilty. And like, they're like, were like in the writing, at least it was like saying how like there were like at least two people who like were relieved, but like didn't want anyone to know they were relieved. And I was like, bet your ass this half the people in this town hated Chase.
Right.
Don't give a fuck that he's dead. And probably just felt really bad and didn't really care whether she, and like felt bad for everything that this poor girl had been through all these years.
Right.
And were just like, all right, like whatever. And I bet people on that jury were like that too. They were like, does it really matter? Like
right.
At this point. And anyways, it was so great. But my all-time favorite character in the whole book was Sunday Justice.
I know.
Sunday freaking Justice, who just cuddled with her at night. I was like, I'm gonna cry. And then when he during the trial goes and sits on her lap, and like people like take notice of it because he's like, yeah, this is my bitch, and I love her, and all she, you know what I mean? Like she, and they like make that comment about how it's like showing favoritism or something, right. And I was like, you're damn straight it is. Cats know.
Yeah.
Cats know. And this guy saying that Kaya is a real one.
Yeah.
We must protect her at all costs.
She's the queen of the march.
She's the queen of the march. She is the leader.
Yeah, no, I agree with that too. That I loved Sunday Justice. And I loved when he sat on her like during the trial. Like I thought I was like, ugh. Like
I also love when they say the thing about how when she's leaving and she like plays like gives him like a pet and plays with the tail and he doesn't even turn to look at her.
Yeah.
And he's like can't even be bothered.
I know.
Like I was like, oh, it's the most cat thing ever. I was like, I love that. He just spent like 2 months cuddling with her.
Right.
And like giving her all his love and now she's leaving and he's just like, whatever.
Speaking on to the cats, next one.
Biting me right now. Cordelia. Yeah, we love him, don't we?
Me too.
We loved him. We loved him. Anyways, but Sunday Justice, he was absolutely 100% my everything.
I know.
I was like, So anyways, I really loved the book.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about, like, the end.
Hang on. What's happening to you? Why is it, like, wind?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Truly sounded like you were in like a windstorm for a second.
No, I think that was just my voice.
No, there was like wind. There was like back, you know, back voice, but it's okay.
Okay.
Anyways, what were you saying?
So I want to talk about the end.
Okay. Yes.
So like I was shocked, like absolutely shocked when you find out that she wrote those poems and then
oh my god, yes, and she's Amanda Hamilton. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, like what? And then when you find out that she is who killed Chase, I was like doubly shocked because I really, so I was pissed. First off, I was so pissed that we weren't gonna find out who killed him. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like that, and like we can't find out, like,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
So then when you do find out, I like had mixed feelings in the sense of like, yes, I get why she did it. Right. Totally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like the whole trial, like they were all right, but like not right. Like, you know what I mean? Like I had such like kind of like a mixed feeling about that, you know? Yeah,
definitely.
Because like those people were made a fool, like looked made a fool, but were right. And so it was like, it was because like I felt the same way about like these people have no evidence, like how can they do this, like da da da. But then like,
well, I think that like ultimately the way that our justice system works, so I was thinking about this, is it's like you just, they didn't have any real
because
she covered her tracks so well,
right?
And at the end of the day, you can't just convict someone because you think they're guilty.
Totally.
Whether they are or not.
Right.
And that is, it is very frustrating, but it was like, that is just how it works. Because if not, then like people who, I mean, it's how it should work too, because then it's like innocent people.
Agreed.
And innocent people do get thrown in because people like come up with fake evidence or whatever. Right. But it's like, it should, for the most part, if we were using it correctly, most of the time work out in, you know, successfully. But
no, I like completely agree. It was just like, it made me feel differently than I would have felt, I feel like, if there had been no trial, if that makes sense.
Right. Definitely.
You know,
for sure.
Where I would have just been like, cool, glad this happened, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like that like added like some extra like conflicting feelings, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I also feel like a lot of the people, like, I don't know, it's also still felt like there was some like prejudice towards her, like they just wanted it to be her.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's not really fair either. It's like,
well, that's how I felt. Like, I thought this was going to be, that's why I knew, quote unquote, that it wasn't her, because I thought this, the whole point of the book was going to be that like they misjudged her, like she wasn't this, you know, but then she was. So that's why it was like weird. Like, it felt weird to
but
me.
But probably how it was supposed to make most people feel.
It was probably
supposed to make most people feel conflicted.
Yeah.
It didn't do that to me because that's who I am at the end of the day. But I definitely think that most normal people who have more empathy in their heart than I do feel like that.
Okay.
Would feel like how, I think that is probably the ultimate goal of that book.
Love it.
I just don't think that I cared enough, because I just was like, whatever, I don't care that she made all these people look a fool because they've all been awful to her whole life. So I just like didn't care. Also, like, is it really going to affect any of their lives?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, besides like Chase's mom, but like,
no, I mean, I was thinking like Chase's family and the like sheriff people, you know.
Right, that's true, that's true.
Yeah.
But again, it was like the sheriff didn't, they just like didn't have any real evidence. So it was like, why are you fighting so hard to say that it's her when none of you can really prove that it is her either? So it's like, why are you pushing this so hard?
Yeah. No.
Instead of just dropping it when it's like, we don't have the evidence to back this up.
Right.
So there was also that too. And it's like, and I think that's part of where the pressures came in, is like they were pushing so hard for it to be her because they wanted it to be her, whether it was her or not.
Yeah.
They had just decided that it was her because they wanted it to be her.
Yeah.
And so I still was like, whether she did it or not, it still felt unfair, at least in my opinion, to her, the way that they were treating it. Because I was like, if they had real evidence against her, I think I would have felt more like, okay, then they can, like, but there's no fingerprints.
Right.
There's no, like, I just was like, which I still don't understand. I wanted answers on that. I was like, how does she not have any fingerprints? She wear gloves the whole time?
I mean, I guess.
I was like, I was like, she climbed up that tower with just her feet?
Right.
Climb back down with just her feet.
Like, no, I mean, I'm like, assuming she wore gloves, yes.
She must have worn gloves, because I just was like, and I will say that was one thing I wanted. I wanted like a play-by-play.
Of how she did it.
Of how she did it.
Yeah.
I wanted to know like what her last words to Chase were. I wanted to know all of that so badly. And I didn't get any of it. I was so disappointed.
Yeah. Fair.
I wanted to hear her inner monologue as she was on that bus.
Yeah.
On her way back, on the boat, how she got him there. I wanted all of that. And, like, was he still alive?
Right.
When she took the necklace off, and then he died like a little bit after that. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'm sure he died probably like, as soon as he hit his head on impact or anything. But like, sometimes you don't die right away. True. So I was like, I don't know. I was pretty bummed about that. And honestly, it's my only complaint. Okay. That I didn't get to experience more of the murder.
Love it. Okay, we want to go on to the movie.
Yes. Okay. Please.
So we got to watch this movie together, which was exciting. And we went with our friend Jenna. And, you know, Jenna has never watched a movie with Jessica. And watching a movie with Jessica is almost always an experience. Because Jessica always gives a nice commentary, no matter what the movie. Jessica gives a running commentary while you're watching, and she was in form for this movie and made us laugh so hard that we were like crying at some point. And this movie was not funny.
Well, in my defense, there was some questionable choices in this movie, so I felt like we all needed to have a good giggle. Okay.
Yes. So anyways, it was a good time, but I actually really liked the movie.
I did too. Ultimately, yeah. I thought the movie was very enjoyable. There was just like a couple moments where I was like, well, "What the fuck is happening?" I just like couldn't let it go. Like, yeah. I was like, "What is going on?" And you know what? Rachel might remember some of them better than I do at this point.
Well, the only part that I really remember, like, us losing it was when you see Chase with the lady, and you were like, why is she so old? Oh, wait, that's his mom. And we were like, and, like, just talking out loud in the movie theater about this, like, train of thought.
And yeah, I thought it was
his wife.
I thought he was standing with his fiance, yeah. So I didn't understand why she looked so old. Right. I was like, wait, that doesn't mean, why did they cast this old person to like play his fiance? And then I realized it was his mom.
Yeah.
And it was all thought out loud. And
yes.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah. No, the other parts I remember laughing at was, first of all, when her and Tate first kissed, like freaking, like leaves were just like flying, floating around. I was like, does she have actual magical powers over the marsh now? Like, what? Like, it was so lame.
It really was.
I could not contain it. I was like, I probably said something like, are you kidding me? Or like something just like, this can't be happening right now. Like, I just was like, and you and Jenna both knew exactly what I meant. And
yeah, no, I mean, I laughed at that part too. That part was hilarious.
I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
And then another part, again, that I laughed at was when they go on their picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And like, honestly, in the book, it felt less lame, but mm-hmm. in the movie, it was like, you know, they're like on this picnic, right? And then he's like, oh, just wait. And then all these seagulls come just out of nowhere.
Well, that was also like very, I feel like, CGI'd.
It was very CGI'd. And they just like come flying. Let me tell you, I know she's a marsh girl and I know Tate's a marsh boy. But if I saw that many seagulls coming at me, I would shit myself. Like, I was like, that is like the birds on steroids. Like, I was like, what am I seeing right now? And then they just like look at each other and are like, let's fuck. And I was like, wow, okay, I guess this is what does it for them. That about more power to them. All right, like, whatever. And then they don't even, I think they ended up like not having sex.
No, they don't.
So they like almost do. But yeah. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, this is so lame. I was like, and I have to say, reading that scene felt a lot less lame. Yes. Watching it felt really lame. Like, I was like, it was really just like the sex eyes after like seeing the seagulls come with them, where I was like, the last thing I'd want to do right now is have sex with somebody.
I know. Like, this is like, so
oh, I know what other part had me dying.
But this part is supposed to be funny, and it was.
Oh, you know what I'm about to say.
I know exactly what you're saying. And this part was like supposed to be funny. All these other things were
funny, though. I don't know if it was entirely supposed to be as funny as it as we laughed. But wait, I'm talking about when Chase.
Yeah, when he's the auto guy.
And he's the auto guy.
Okay, wait. What are you talking about? You go first. I'm
talking about when like Chase and Tate see each other.
Oh, I'm talking about something else. Okay, you go.
I don't think I'm thinking of was supposed to be funny. I'm thinking about when they're like getting gas at and they're both out on the dock and like Chase says like some super derogatory thing about Kaya and then like Tate gets mad about it and then the way that Chase like walked up on it was like the least intimidating walk I've ever seen. And I also was like, that one, like, you really have to like see it, like you have to see the movie to see that scene and understand that it was like so lame. Like it was just so like Chase is just so lame.
Yeah,
and that part also made me laugh, mostly because I was like, he's the lamest human being ever. And that like intimidating walk where he like takes his hat and then like throws it back and then he ends up like keeping the hat, which is like I guess how he gets the red fibers in his shirt or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was like, that was also like, yeah, anyways. But what part are you talking about?
I thought you were talking when he like tells Kaya they need to celebrate because he's the new manager at like AutoZone.
Oh my god, that was hilarious. That was really funny. And she was just like, oh
because she had just gotten her book published and it was a huge deal. And he's like, I'm the new manager at AutoZone.
And she's like, cool, dude. I guess that's news. Yeah, God, he's so lame.
I know.
He's so lame. And then the other part that was funny, at least to me and you, is maybe not if you're not from North Carolina, maybe you won't get it.
The shell
thing is like, so basically like Kai and Chase are sitting on a beach in North Carolina, and in northern North Carolina, and Kaya picks up Chase picks up the shell.
Someone picks up the shell. Yeah, I don't remember. One of them, but Kaya gets really excited.
Like,
about
this is really rare.
Yeah,
and I like looked at Rachel like, the fuck. Like I was like, I've seen that shell every day of my life for 18 years. I was like, what are you talking about? And Rachel's friend, like, I looked right, and then I might have just said like the fuck out loud or something. I don't know. And you start laughing, and then you whisper in my ear. You were like, just listen. Like, she'll explain it. And then of course I missed it because we were talking. And then you were like, it's like, it's
she
usually
says that
more
they don't
south.
Normally come that north.
And yeah, they don't. Those shells don't usually come that far up north. They're usually down south. And I was like, oh. And we grew up in southern North Carolina, in the like southern coastal part of North Carolina. So I was like, oh, that's why we saw it all the time.
Yeah.
But I just remember like being very confused as to why the shell was so rare. But I was like, I've seen that shell so many times in my life. And then. Yeah, but anyways, that was the only part that made me laugh. But
we promise, guys, this was a good movie.
It was a good movie. I have to say, all in all, I thought it was a pretty solid like book to movie adaptation.
Me too. I really like thought they did a really good job.
I thought the acting was actually really good.
Me too. I thought that Tate, Kaya, and Chase were all perfect.
I did too. I thought they did such good jobs. Great actors and played their characters really well.
Mm-hmm.
Jumpin' and Mabel also were great.
Yep.
No, you know what I mean? Like the dad actor.
Yeah. The lawyer.
Jody did a good job.
Yeah.
The lawyer did. Like, honestly, I think all the acting and like casting was really well done.
Yeah. I agree.
It was really just like those things I brought up that were just a little. And I mean, the auto parts thing was supposed to be funny.
Right.
That was the only thing we laughed at that was probably supposed to be funny. The other things, I'm sure we're supposed to be more serious, but that was like, you know, they just didn't land, I think, the way they were supposed to.
Okay.
But yeah. And so, but all in all, I mean, I don't have any like specific highlights or anything from the movie because it really followed the book like pretty much to a T. There wasn't any like major changes or anything.
Yeah.
That I can like think of or remember.
Yeah.
And I definitely like enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I did too. Like I thought they did a good job. Like the book was better as it always is, but I thought the movie did a really good job like honoring the book.
Yeah. Which also like, you know, the book is able to like time jump a lot better than like a movie can.
Agreed.
So it's like very like cool reading the book, being able to go in between like starting at 1950,
yes.
It like starts in 1969, but then you go all the way back to 1952, and
right.
You like build up while also keeping up with the 1969 timeline, where it's like you can't really do that in the movie.
Yeah, not as well.
Like they did it lightly, but like you definitely can do it the same. So I already like went into the movie being like, well, they're obviously gonna have to make some like timeline changes differently.
Right.
like, we're probably going to learn about things in a different order in the, like, movie than we maybe than we did in the book.
Right.
Just because of, like, the nature of a movie versus a book. But I still thought it was really good.
Oh, the one thing that I did love in the movie that I meant to bring up is when she dies and she sees her mom.
Ugh, I know.
That part, like, I cried. Oh, I know. Like, that part really made me happy. Like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that did happen. And that was, ugh.
Yeah, that was, like, the one thing in the movie that you don't get in the book that I, like, really, really loved.
Also, in the book, she dies at 64. And in the movie, she looks like she's, like, 84. And in my brain, she lived till 84. So I was like, 64 is way too young.
I agree.
Like, I was like, my girl Kaya did not go through hell and back to die at 64. Like, I was like, nah, man.
Yeah.
So in my mind, she died at 84.
I like that, for sure.
She also looked way too old in the movie to be 64.
Yeah, no, she definitely did.
So, anyways, but, well, yeah, okay, so what would you give the book and the movie?
So I think I'd give the book 4 stars and the movie 3.5.
Okay.
Because I liked it slightly less, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
And so, and like the book I liked a lot. Like, it's not like my favorite book I've ever read, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And that's like, when I think of books that are like that, that's like a solid 4-star read for me, you know? Yeah.
So no, it was like a very, very good book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably, I don't know. I kind of want to say 3.5 only because I feel like I'd never reread it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that, like, is fair.
Yeah.
That might just be, like, my own scoring system.
Yeah.
But it's also not necessarily a book that, like, I feel like many people would reread.
Yeah.
Because it's also a story that, like, really sticks with you once you've, like, read it. So I don't know. I think maybe I'll go with 4 as well.
Okay.
I'll probably do the same with the movie. So, okay, like, same scoring as you this time, because the movie was definitely those moments that made me laugh, just that weren't supposed to make me laugh, just really brought it down. Because I mean, it was great. I hate being with you when I'm not allowed to laugh. It's the absolute worst thing ever. And poor Jenna.
I know.
I for the record, for all of our listeners, I didn't really know this about myself, that, like, I have, like, a running commentary with movies. I hope I don't annoy people too much.
But wait, you don't know that about yourself?
I don't think I really, like, ever thought about it. Like, truly. Obviously, yes, I know that I can, like, talk during movies, but, like, I don't think I realized that was, like, a thing people, like, associated with me.
You do it all the time.
Well, now I know. Hopefully, for the most part, it's just funny,
yes,
and entertaining and not annoying,
yes. But at this movie theaters, we went to see it at Alamo, where they're, like, pretty strict about, like, talking. And so
what movie theater isn't?
No, but Alamo, like, that's, like, its thing, is that, like, it will kick you out.
Oh, well, I have, in all of my 27 years, only been kicked out of a movie once, because I snuck in to Inglourious Basterds when I'm 17. Or I was 16, and they were like, literally, to me and my two friends, were like, flash their lights up. They were like, y'all are not old enough to be the animated movie. So all I have to say is clearly I have not been kicked out for being too loud or something.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying that at this particular theater, if it had been a different movie theater, I feel like whatever. But, like, at Alamo, like, I would, like, I try to be extra quiet, you know?
Well, I worked really hard to contain my laugh. And also, I think what's funny is, like, I don't know if I particularly think I'm being funny. Like, I just am, like, talking.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jenna starts losing it. And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, what have I done? And then that was, and then I hear you laughing on the other side of me, and I was like, crap, now I'm gonna start laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make anybody laugh, but here we are.
Like, yep.
And it's so hard. I had to really, I've gotten better at it, though, at being able to reel it in. But, man, anyways, well, I guess this is, I'm going to fixate on this now, right? This new thing I've learned about myself. I'm going to fixate on it real hard because I didn't know it was a thing. So that's cool.
Oh, I love it. And it's worse when you're drinking, too.
Oh, I mean, way worse when I'm drinking. Yeah. Apparently, really bad now.
It is really bad. When we were watching T-Wolf, like, when you were here not the last time but the time before.
Well, that's even worse because we were at home.
I know.
In the comfort of her, and I've already seen it. So it was
stop talking. So she's already seen Teen Wolf. It's my first time watching it. And I'm really into it. And she's sitting next to me. She had been drinking. I hadn't. And she literally narrates the whole episode for me about like what is happening on the screen. Like telling me and like explaining to me like I'm not like I'm in another
but at
group,
least
I'm
I wasn't
sitting next to her watching
also
it.
Spoiling or was I just like narrating what was happening?
You were just telling me like what's going on and kept like trying to make sure I understood what was going on and I was like yeah
well,
I get it
also spoiling like I'll give right. myself that credit at least. I'm not spoiling anything, I just want to make sure you're paying attention
right. But which, like
I have to say Teen Wolf is my all-time favorite TV show, so it's very important to me. And so I'm sure I was like, you need to be paying attention.
But like that was like the funniest part is that like I was literally just sitting there watching it and you were like so
I was like, but you're not paying enough
attention. Right. I don't know what else I can do.
Anyway.
So anyway, our next book movie adaptation is we're gonna do Persuasion by I don't know if you've ever heard of her, she's kind of obscure, Jane Austen, and we're doing
that was
the
good.
We're gonna do the new Netflix movie, which I've heard very mixed things about, so
I bet people, I'll like it.
Two people who I love dearly, one of them texted me the day it came out and told me how much she loved it and was obsessed. And then someone else I love dearly texted me and said it was the worst thing she's ever seen in her life. So
interesting.
Like, curious to see what we think of it.
I also just want to say that on our last episode, when we were talking about Where the Crawdads Sing, I said, I know I'm going to like this book. And you were like, how do you know you're going to like it? And I was like, I just know. And you were like, but you don't even really know what it's about. And I was like, I know, Rachel. And I just want to pull it full circle here, that a bitch knows what she likes, okay? So you can eat it.
Okay. Well, let's make this a thing. What do you think you'll think of Persuasion?
I definitely think I'm gonna like the book for sure.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm gonna really think about the movie. I will say from the trailer, I'm like really excited to see it.
Yeah.
So like, but I honestly. Like, probably know even... No, that's not true. I know... I was going to say I probably know even less about this than I know about where the Crawdads Sing, but that's not true. Yeah. It's about the same. I know that I'm definitely going to enjoy this book a lot. I have no... Which I didn't... I think I was... In the last one, I was also talking about the book. I wasn't really talking about the movie.
Yeah.
I think movies are harder for me to really...
Well, I was just... Let's just make it about the book, because at the end of the day, this is a book club that we just like have the movies are just kind of part of it, you know?
Right.
We'll just ignore the movie part. Just the movie. Or just the book.
Haven't you already read Persuasion?
Yes, it's one of my favorite books.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm pretty sure I am going to like it.
Yeah.
Am I nervous that I am too dumb to understand Jane Austen? Yes. Am I nervous that I'm going to have to go on fucking Spark Notes to, like, look shit up? Yes. But do I think ultimately that I'm going to enjoy this plot? Yes.
I really think you will be pleasantly surprised. Like, I really think that you are going to understand more than you think you're going to understand.
God, I hope so. Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah.
When I start it. Not tomorrow, but soon.
Okay.
I want to finish my trashy teen book that I was reading.
Yes, I know. I'm dying to talk to you about that, too. So.
Yeah, so... Anyway,
all right,
well,
this has been a pleasure.
We loved all of you.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, starting tomorrow, Rachel, Slayer Sister Rachel, who's talking, is launching a Slayer Sister TikTok. So head on over and give us a follow.
Oh, yes. We love that. And yes. I'm going to start making reels on Instagram.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I feel like what she's going to end up doing is downloading the TikToks I make and putting that on.
That's probably true. Yes. I think that is exactly what I will be doing, actually.
I know. All right, I love you
too. Slay on, peeps. We love you. Bye.